You know, as a sign of kind of where we are today, this year, we had, for the first time in ITE history, we had an all-female executive committee at ITE. Not only Beverly as our international president, but Alyssa Rodriguez as our past president, and Rosanna Correa as our international vice president. So I think it's just one sign of the world we're in today and the ITE we're in today as we continue to grow and we diversify and we move away from just being a community of transportation engineers to truly a community of transportation professionals.
How does that distinction that you just mentioned about it being an all-female leadership team, what do you think that that says about the future of not just the organization, but the future of the profession?
Well, Beverly, maybe I'll let you respond first in talking about the significance of that.
Well, that's a great question. I think what it does is illustrate that our profession is evolving as our society is as well. So we are moving towards expanding the diversity and inclusion of our membership, and also to acknowledge that we serve our communities, which are equally diverse, and that we need to make sure that we address the needs of all of our citizens, all of our neighbors, and that all of those neighbors are a diverse community, and that having a representative leadership that's all female and is also diverse illustrates that we recognize that and we see the future of our profession and our communities, that we all have a role, we all have voices that need to be heard, and that resonates with our association moving forward, and that we can expect to see continued expansion of our membership and diversity of the leadership across all levels of the organization, not just the executive committee.